It might not feel like it yet in your part of the country, but fall is here, and in the suburb of Boston, the hot topic is how to deal with all the leaves. In Newton, Massachusetts, good old-fashioned raking and sweeping are getting drowned out by this. And advocates of suburban peace and quiet are making a loud argument for having leaf blowers banned. Here's NPR's Tovia Smith.
They've become as ubiquitous in the suburbs as minivans. And depending on who you ask, leaf blowers are either your ticket to the American dream of a tidy green lawn in the burbs, or the blowers are turning that dream into a nightmare.
We are surrounded by these horrible, deafening sounds.
It sounds like there's a jet stalled over my home.
Ariel Cowger and Stanley Fay were among dozens of residents begging for a ban on gas blowers at a public hearing last week. Bill Joplin says he's tormented by the noise.
My fury at feeling trapped lasts. Is this the day when they're coming? Can I get out?
Newton calls itself the Garden City. Its pristine parks, bucolic pastures, and perfectly hedged lawns are exactly why people like Beth Schrager moved here in the first place. In a flourishing woodland garden behind her house, Schrager nestles into her favorite lawn chair.
You just go out and you relax, and it's just calming down, and you hear the birds singing, and you're in the sunshine, and it's quiet. But it won't last.
The leaf blower is definitely a mood killer.
It just goes on and on and on. You have to hear this all day, and you just get more and more angry and mad.
At a nearby house, a man wearing a backpack-sized blower aims his air hose down the driveway. A dusty cloud of debris spits up into the air, and leaves and mulch go flying three stories high. It's a hurricane in a can, forcing out air 50 miles an hour faster than Katrina's most devastating gale-force winds. But that's exactly why landscapers like Joe LaMaccia say they love the things.
We almost never touch a rake anymore. We don't have to sweep stairs and nothing. You blow everything clean after you cut. You know, the doormat goes flying. We've set off the car alarms. Oh, yeah.
LaMaccia says he feels for folks bothered by the noise, but he says quieter electric machines won't do the job, and hiring more guys to rake instead would just mean homeowners pay a lot more for their lawn care.
Do they want these bills quadrupled or maybe 10 times? I can't imagine going back to that. We're going to go back to walking. We're not going to take cars.
I think this is pathetic.
Can you call this gentleman to order?
The city hall debate over the loud leaf blowers itself got loud, with taunts and heckles from residents like Eric Friedberg.
We live in a major city here. If you want to move to Maine, move.
Dozens of other communities, including big cities like L.A., have banned gas blowers. To many, it's sad that neighbors can't just work this one out by talking to one another and being considerate. But as long as they can't, Newton resident Richard Mann offered another way to deal with the noise.
And the name of my website is soundproofwindows.com.
So if the American dream of a lush lawn in a quiet suburb is endangered here, at least it seems the American spirit of entrepreneurism is alive and well. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Newton, Massachusetts.